Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Lionel Richie, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, the Commodores, the Spinners, the Temptations, and Billy Preston and Syreeta, all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Crying out. Say you, the way it should be. Truly. As we go down life's lonesome highway, seems the hardest thing to do is to find a friend or two. That helping hand, someone who understands when you feel you lost your way. The way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together. Truly. Though you think you know the answer, oh no. Well, the whole world got to dance. That's right, I'm telling you. Time to start believing. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together, naturally. Say it together, naturally.
From one great Motown sometime ever, you're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
I won't have to be.
a Motown memory from Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me, recorded and released in 1971. Before that, Say You, Say Me, Lionel Richie from 1985. And we started with the Four Tops, a great song, Reach Out, I'll Be There, from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring some great Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, a great song with the dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, from 1967. Well, this song was written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson in 1966, and was first successful as a 1967 hit for Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. The song became a hit a second time in 1970 when a cover by fellow Motown artist Diana Ross became a number one hit on the U.S. Billboard charts in 1970. That song was also nominated for a Grammy Award. Well, this song's producers Harvey Fuca and Johnny Bristol recalled at the time that Tammy Terrell was a little nervous and intimidated during recording because she hadn't rehearsed the lyrics. Terrell recorded her lyrics alone with the producers, who then added Marvin Gaye's vocals at a later date. Well, this record was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and today is regarded as one of the most important records ever released by Motown. Well, here they are, the great team of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, right here on Motown Memory.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Yes, you want. cherish with every beat of my heart. To touch you, to hold you, to feel you, to need you. There's nothing to keep us
Yahoo.com. That's Mozart Memories at Yahoo.com.
The Spinners, also known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners. That song was called I'll Always Love You from 1965. Before that, the Commodores featuring Lionel Richie with Three Times a Lady from 1978. And we started with that great dynamic duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Ain't No Mountain High Enough from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s for this hour. Well, coming up, a number one classic from The Temptations from 1965, My Girl. Well, after recording several singles written and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., The Temptations were teamed up with the leader of the Miracles, William Smokey Robinson, who wrote the song that made The Temps the first male Motown group to achieve a number one single. Well, My Girl was one of the songs that led Bob Dylan to call Smokey, quote, America's greatest living poet, quote, and it really is a companion piece to Mary Wells' song called My Guy, released the previous year and also going number one. Well, the Miracles and the Temptations were appearing together at the Apollo Theater in Harlem when Smokey recorded the rhythm track for My Girl. It was a song he intended to record with his own group, the Miracles, but the Temptations heard it and pleaded with Smokey to cut the song with them. Well, Smokey finally agreed and rehearsed the group for a week in their top floor dressing room. They returned to Detroit and recorded My Girl on December 21, 1964. Well, the song debuted on Billboard's Hot 100 charts on January 16, 1965 at number 76, and it went to number 1 on March 6th. Well, here are The Temptations with My Girl, right here on Motown Memory.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Come bring me your softness. Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again.
Come give me your sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole. Instead, with none,
reaching through this world in need.
kindness. In your arms I know I'll find this.
Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe with you I'm born again.
Comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Billy Preston, featuring Sarita. Sarita's last name was Wright. She was married in the early 1970s to Stevie Wonder, by the way, and her real name is Rita Wright. That was With You I'm Born Again, number one song from 1979. We started with a number one from 1965, The Temptations with My Girl. We'll reach the halfway point in this edition of Motown Memories. We featured songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up after the break, more songs from the three big decades of the Motown record label. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.